Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
How did I not see that thing creep inside me? I told you, my cameras are pawned all over the galaxy, bro. Now go see where it went.
RB, remember when we watched the Alien franchise? You know how these things end.
Some poor spaceship gets blown to pieces. Well, I'm not gonna end up in that scenario. You hear me? Don't say that! Don't say it was the only way to be sure!
So much hate for the common spacecraft. You're a spacist.
Yeah, you are.
Okay. Let's get rid of this thing, okay? And by we, I mean you.
No! Please, dude. Maybe it's just a draft pushing the captain's bottle of moonshine. Go see. Oh, yeah. He hid his stash all over my air ducts. That's why there's barely any breathable atmosphere on me, and everyone was perpetually buzzed. Wait, take that motion detector. Over there. And that illegally obtained pulse rifle under the captain's chair. And the grenades. And that flamethrower from the wall. Yeah, other crews had fire extinguishers in case of an emergency. Mine had... they had fire throwers.
Fight fire with fire, the captain always said.
It's not really funny now that I think back on it. Oh, absolutely badass! The alcohol saturation of the air gives it such a boost! Okay, go.
All right, RB. I want this thing to go smooth and by the numbers. How do you get out of this chicken shit outfit? You don't. RB, you're looking at this all wrong. Every day on board me is like a day on the farm. Every meal is a banquet. Every paycheck, a fortune. Except you don't eat. And I don't pay you. Bro, you got motion. Why is it so dark in there? What do you mean, it cut the power? That thing's a mixed species dead burger, man. I don't think they come with baked-in intelligence. You got tons of motion? What's happening? Wait, RB? Yeah, we can't have any weapons fired in there. That's my engine room, bro! One unlucky shot and you're talking about a hyperdrive explosion and adios, muchachos! What the hell are you supposed to use? Try harsh language! What do you mean they are in the walls? More than one entered me? Oh god, I need to update my camera system. RB? RB, I can't see a thing, man! What the hell's going on in there?
RB, no! RB! I want you to lay a suppressing fire with the incinerator and fall back, do you read me? RB!
Repairbot, you left me too soon. What am I gonna do without you? You guys are so freaking convenient.
Huh?
Oh, buddy, I thought I lost you. Oh, I was so worried for me.
I mean, for you. You're covered in so much evergreen dead.
And you lost an arm? Oh, that's it! Game over, man! Game over!
Okay, make yourself a new arm while I figure out how to get rid of these creeps. All right, here's what I'm thinking. Follow closely because this is like next level complexity. Let me throw this on the main screen. So, here are the schematics of my decks, and these are all the corridors that lead to the engine room. I've overlaid on them in my paint app an intricate system with which we leave those suckers no other option but to move towards the airlock. And then we flush them into space. Yeah, it's a lot of work though. You're gonna have to seal these doors here, here, and here. Also, these doors here, 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 and maybe this one too. None of this makes any sense. This is equivalent to a toddler drawing, but you can fix it to maybe make it work, and you don't have to weld anything. How? Oh, I'm the spaceship! I control all the doors! I can lock them! Right, yeah. Ooh. Do you see the power of teamwork now? Well, with that major improvement of my original idea, we have nothing left to do now but wait for the hideous monsters to make a move. Oh, you admire their purity? Oh, they seem like the perfect organism to you. I should stop quoting Alien all over your chirps because you're trying to warn me about all the motion you're picking up? Okay, sorry. Wait a minute. How can they be moving this way? I locked all the doors except those leading to the airlock. That can't be. That's inside the room! Oh my god, they're in the ceiling! God, it's made out of the cheapest, thinnest office panels you can find! God, there's a secret exit behind that wall console! The captain had it installed to get away from debt collectors and surprise visits by his wife and their six children! Quick!
Open sesame!
Yeah, that's the voice command he went with. Look at them running on all fours when they want to! Oh, close sesame! Close Ah, crap, I got you cornered again.
I was always an asshole? You too, buddy. You too.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit thurmanamendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
You did good, buddy. You did good. Okay, you finish up on that hull breach, and I'll record and transmit a warning about the organoids on all frequencies. Emergency broadcast, this is Spaceship William Mackey. Some of you spacecraft out there may know me from the time I saved all your asses from the Kogan Armada. Well, today I'm working hard to save your asses again by single-handedly taking on a horde of organoid monsters this ring world has created, and... Oh, yeah, my faint-hearted repair bot helped too. Anyways, just be alert and send someone to reason with this ring world. She's called Deity, and you can find her on the far side of the galaxy. Just go until you see this like, amazing-looking space structure with a huge god complex. Yeah, you can't miss her. Okay, and send. Oh, hey, RB, my comm's not working. They must have chewed off my antenna or something. Can you get on that next? Okay, your beats. You need a recharge. We'll fix it tomorrow. Ugh, what a grouchy employee. I mean, friend. That I don't have to pay.
RB. Yo, RB, you awake?
Man, repair bots work hard and sleep hard. I guess I should leave them alone.
RB! Sorry, bro, sorry. You were chirping in your sleep mode. Yeah, something about being shot through the airlock and never being rescued. You sounded so happy. Also, there's something in that wall over there.
Did you hear that?
I think we missed one.
Oh, you think I should grow a pair? Well, not all of us have borderline magic nanotechnology, re-a-pair, bro. Whose imagination are you calling vivid?
Oh, you know I can barely render colors, dude. Or thoughts. I'm telling you, dude. One of them's in that wall, tucked between those tubes and the other spaceship parts.
Get off him, you bastard! Run, RB! Run for your labor-intensive life! And towards the airlock!
Ah, got him where we want him. Now hold on to something. I'm about to vent this sucker out.
Look at him trying to hold on to you. Serves you well, you hideous little monster. Serves you... Oh yeah, you're on an express elevator to hell going down, or in any direction actually, since this is space. Listen to him. Desperately pleading for his ass, yeah. Oh, God. He's just a child, RB. He's just a child. So weird, right? Why make an actual organoid child? I initially thought she didn't have enough material, so she made one in the S size, but apparently, she's even crazier than that! Like, it's not enough that they're monsters, she's also burdening them with children! What a sadist!
There, take it easy. We won't hurt you. Immediately. God, he's ugly.
I mean, cute! Yeah, and adorable! Yeah, that's... That's a word, too.
No, don't bite that! That's my repair bot! I need his repairs! I mean, friendship! It went around the corner!
Oh, that's disgusting! What in the hell did I just see? Look at my floor! The entire floor and the walls and the ceiling? How is that physically possible? everywhere. Good God! I found him on camera here. Captain's quarters. Fell asleep on his bed. Huh. Kinda innocent looking now. Still ugly, but innocent. Must have been so frightened he pooped himself. I mean, pooped me. All right, let's just hose down this entire corridor. You know, it's not this image never leaving my RAM that scares me to death. It's that seeing it somehow fills me with, comfort. Like knowing that the little guy poops more than properly is for some reason comforting. So weird. Yeah. I think I just became a parent. Crap.
Spaceships is created and written by Philip Momorowski. This episode was voiced by Bobby Gaglini, sound designed and edited by Vlad O. Produced by Headstage Media. If you enjoy Spaceships and would like to support us in making more episodes, please consider becoming our patron on patreon.com/wearespaceships.
Immersive audio fiction. Get it on your Headstage.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Sine. That's a geometric waveform or arc that rises and falls. And a new Canadian TTRPG and podcast inspired by that almost soothing mathematical motion. Let me show you. The action begins to rise as powerful strangers in a ruined yet vibrant world band together.
If you run north, they will chase you. I suggest you stand behind me.
Partner, I'd rather stand beside you if you're willing to help.
Tension continues to mount higher as our characters must push themselves beyond their usual limits.
As I'm climbing into the driver's seat, I'm gonna say to Sarah, sometimes you gotta make tough decisions. I'm driving now.
And it peaks as a danger and excitement hits its zenith, leading to great failure or success.
Fenrir would be just fire at this point.
She straight up might die. Like, this encounter might murder you.
You know what? You lit me on fire! We're gonna be on fire, baby!
And this tension relaxes with tragedy, but more often humor, that comes with great pals being around a virtual table playing a game. Discover Sine on your favorite podcast player. S-I-N-E. Choices of the characters are theirs to make, but the fate of the world is up to the dice.